Shout hallelujah wherever you are. Pastor Rich welcomes you to Prophetic Declarations Hour. This is your set time for alignment, for realignment, and for divine establishment. Today, destiny shall be corrected, purposes shall be revealed, and lives shall be rooted in God's eternal counsel.
Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice in it. This is tape 260726. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Welcome to Prophetic Declarations Hour. A life-transforming moment of prayer, a life-transforming moment of encouragement and prophetic release. I am Pastor and Counselor Wally Rich, and it is my joy to welcome you to today's encounter. This is your month of financial breakthrough and kingdom prosperity, and today we are confronting every cycle of financial failure by the authority of God's word. Prepare your heart, open your spirit, lift your faith. God is about to rewrite your financial story. Amen and amen. Our scripture focus is 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. And I read, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Don't forget, our theme for today is breaking cycles of financial failure. Hallelujah. Quickly, I want us to reflect on today's topic and the scripture focus. I'd like to start by saying that many people sincerely love God, yet continue to battle recurring financial struggles. These struggles often become cycles, patterns of debt, missed opportunities, poor financial decisions, delayed breakthroughs, fruitless labor, or repeated disappointments. Left unchecked, these patterns can become accepted as normal. However, the word of God announces a greater reality. In Christ, you are not a prisoner of your past. You are a new creation. Through Jesus Christ, God gives you a fresh beginning, a renewed mind, and the grace to make different choices that produce different results. Financial breakthrough is not only about receiving money. It is about receiving wisdom. It's about receiving discipline, favor, creativity, diligence, and defined direction. When your thinking changes through God's word, your decisions change. When your decisions change, your results begin to change. The God who created all things new is also able to create a new financial future for you. Today, refuse to identify with failure. Refuse to identify with poverty. Refuse to identify with limitations or inherited struggles. Believe that God is leading you into a season where your labor will be fruitful, where your doors will open and your ideas will prosper, and your resources will multiply for His glory. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. As we go for prophetic declarations, I want your faith to be connected with whatsoever declaration that is coming your way. Remember, it's prayer of agreement. When two of us shall agree, we can achieve anything and get whatever we are looking for. Wherever you are, lift your hands unto the Lord and receive these declarations by faith. and standing in the office where God has placed me, and by the anointing of the Holy Spirit and by the authority of heaven and authority backing up the words of God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I decree that every cycle of financial failure operating in your life is broken today in the name of Jesus Christ. I want you to shout amen for that. Every inherited pattern of poverty, stagnation, and financial frustration comes to an end by the power of the Holy Spirit in your life and family in the name of Jesus Christ. I decree over you, I prophesy over you, that because you are in Christ, you step into a brand new season of divine opportunities and supernatural increase. In the mighty name of Jesus, every closed door, every closed financial door is opened before you. Every delayed breakthrough is released. Every blessing that has been withheld shall locate you without further delay. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the Lord shall give you fresh ideas, creative solutions, profitable businesses, rewarding employment, and uncommon favor. In the mighty name of Jesus, your hands are blessed. Your labor shall not be in vain. Your investments shall yield abundant harvest. The works of your hand shall prosper beyond your expectations. I decree that the spirit of wastefulness